Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Confía en los profesionales. Confía en Vaughan. Vaughan Translations. ¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado. Te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Esta es tu radio, una radio diferente, divertida, donde informarte para descubrir, aprender, una radio única, como tú. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Test your English.
Listening to, what are they listening to?
Test your English.
Correct. Your first correct answer of the day.
Wow. I
think you're going to get loads of correct answers today. You know why?
Why?
Because we're talking about chess.
Buah.
Fácil,
¿no? Expert.
Exactly.
Queen's Gambit.
Hey, another point. Take another point on the scoreboard. Do they have scoreboards? In chess?
Yes, apparently.
Yes,
apparently, according to the TV series, they have.
They did, didn't they? They had scoreboards.
Like a guy, like, making the moves and the players take notes.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, that's right. Nacho is a chess expert. Are you, after watching The Queen's Gambit, a chess expert?
Not an expert. I know the basic movements.
The basic movements?
Basic movements.
Very good. The basic movements.
Yeah.
Take a point off the scoreboard. But don't worry, today we're going to find out everything there is to know about chess in this program. We're going to do it through testing, Nacho. Fun facts, expressions, records, even some interesting literature, chess literature. Yeah, we've got it all. And of course, at the end of the show, karaoke corner, because that's how organized we are on Test Your English.
Chess, literature and interesting in the same, same sentence.
Well, you do know, do know that The Queen's Gambit was a book before it was a series.
Yes, I do.
Exactly. So there are other fascinating books written about interesting chess players, not the boring ones.
Okay, it's not the way we're talking about tactics and that stuff.
I've just had a secret delivery, Nacho.
Yeah, es que Claudia
es muy maja. Hola, Claudia. We love Claudia. We love Claudia. Claudia, do you know how to play chess?
I used to know.
Did you?
Yeah. I used to play with my dad, but I used to
do that too.
Really?
But I'd cheat always.
But how can you cheat?
When people look away. You just take the queen.
Eso puede ser así.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice one.
And you win. It's incredible. They get quite angry with you, but you win, you know? It's just pure... It's a great strategy. Try it out sometime.
I might try that out, but then winning isn't much fun if you know that...
Oh, it's even better. I saw a great tweet today, someone saying, you know, just basically denying the England football result. Being like, we weren't in agreement with the penalty rules. We weren't quite fully aware of what it meant. So we won. And I was like, that's brilliant. Yeah, just go through life.
Just go for it. Yeah. And just make the reality fit what you ever
exactly want. So I won all the chess matches ever. Did you? You hadn't worked that strategy out?
No. I think I was just.
These innocent Germans.
Good girl. Yeah. Maybe.
Claudia, I know you're trying to leave the studio, but you can stay and talk about chess.
You know what? I've got to get going.
She's got to get going. Yeah. I can't believe it. Who would turn down an invitation like that?
I'd love to come back anytime.
When it's not about chess.
When it's not about chess.
Fine. Glad we'll be back. Come tomorrow. Oh no, she's like, I'm the busiest person ever. Not this week. Okay. I'll try and convince the lovely Claudia to come on the show soon. You promise me?
Yes, I promise.
Okay. And we'll make it a fun show.
Great.
It can be about
it's
grammar.
It's always fun.
We can
promote some book.
That's not fun.
Exactly.
Wink, wink.
Claudia lives for grammar. And if you didn't know, we've got some breaking news here in Vaughan. It's top secret. Can't tell you that a grammar book will be coming out very shortly. the best grammar book ever. It's very exciting here. You can feel the palpitations as you walk into Vaughan with the emotion of what's coming up soon. But yes, she will be...
Slight exaggeration.
No. I know exactly what's in the book and I know exactly how excited you should all be getting at home, because you've got your boring grammar books. You've got your... They're sitting on the shelf collecting dust.
A la basura.
A la basura ya. Get rid of them. Wonderful phrase of it. It's in the book. Everything's in the book. Everything you could ever need to know is in that book. Okay? So, yeah. I mean, it's top secret and you haven't heard it from me.
And it's called English Grammar. But that's a secret too.
So, yes. Get back to English Grammar. Go.
All right,
be free.
Okay, I have to go. Bye.
She's brought me some biscuits to keep me going because she's that kind. Yes. In this show, we're going to... Well, I mean, did you watch the series? If you haven't watched the series... You're missing out because it's the best series about chess ever made.
Menos mal que has hablado de chess. Ya está exagerando.
Go on, let's surprise them with some fun facts.
Fun facts.
Nacho is scolding me. What does to scold mean?
No sé. Regañándote.
Yep.
Sí. Spare. No, estaba regañándote. Scold.
Clever clocks.
I don't know. S-C-O-U. LD.
Ooh, what a mess.
Casi. S-C-O-L-D.
LD. Very good.
Era una otra.
Gold. To tell off. Another phrase whip that's also in the grammar Bible that will be coming very soon to bookshelves around the country.
But I was not scolding you.
Well, you were ironically berating me. Berate. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Today the we can't do a chess show without high level vocabulary, okay? Yes, we can't be saying like tell off. There's no other way of saying. No, it's all high level. Chastise, berate, scold. There's no easy word to say regañar in English. No. That's funny. To berate is not berrar.
berrear.
I don't know. Hold on. Berate. To berate someone is amonestar.
Amonestar. Well,
regañar, reñir.
Sí. No, but reñir. It's reñir.
It is kind of ironic. Well, okay.
But I was not berating either.
Berating.
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 Beer. There was no beer. No cerveza. Berate.
Berating.
You weren't berating me. You weren't scolding me.
Ironic. How good cookies are.
You were saying how wonderful, what a great idea it is to eat biscuits on air.
Yeah, in a 20 seconds break.
I said, put on the music for a long time. I'm so hungry. We've been recording this morning and the one condition I had was that we would stop so I could eat something before the program.
And we all know Claudia, no te deja parar.
And no me dejaba. No, she didn't let me. But she did bring me some biscuits to chomp through during the show.
In fact,
chomp.
Can we say we finished like 1 minute?
We finished with about 56 seconds
before the show.
But we did it. We did it. Easy. And now we're listening to, you're going to hear the funnest facts. Don't know if that's even a word. Funnest?
Funniest?
I think it's the most fun. Not funniest.
I know. Funniest.
Es más gracioso.
Ah.
Lo más divertido.
Más curioso. Vale. Es que no nunca entiendo la diferencia en eso. Da igual.
Uno tiene una I, funniest. Uno no tiene una I, funniest.
Entre gracioso y divertido, bueno, vale.
But fun.
Sí, vale.
Okay. I'm not gonna. Should I explain it to you?
No.
Funny. Ha ha ha. Fun. Woo. That's it.
Okay.
Don't need more than that. Anyway, okay. So the fun facts about the Netflix series based on the 1983 novel by the same name, The Queen's Gambit. Now, what does gambit mean?
In Spanish, it's gambito de dama, and I think it doesn't have any translation. It's like a movement, a chess movement.
Exactly. Apertura, it says here.
Yeah.
A gambit. Mm-hmm. It's a great word. Like people talk about an opening gambit, like the beginning of a comedy show, for example. So I guess it can be used out of the chess world, but it's often used in chess. Especially if you're a chess fan, you'll know exactly what the Queen's Gambit is. Now, chess experts overall have praised the show as more believable than other on-screen adaptations. What do you think, Nacho?
Nice. Well done.
Yeah. Well done, director, Walter Tevis. And
Muy bien.
Yeah. Well, Walter Tevis is the author, not the director. I can't remember who the director is. He'll come up. So, yes, it was a you've seen the series. It's a series about a woman. What's her name?
I can't remember.
Beth, no?
Beth, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I've forgotten the surname. It will come up. So, yes, Beth, who her rise to fame as a chess pro. It's a really, really good series. It's just from the very beginning, from the opening gambit, it's addictive, right?
Yeah. I wasn't sure about watching the series, and I ended up
hooked.
Hooked.
Brilliant. Yeah. And it's really worth. It's only six series, I think. Or six, not series,
es
episodes.
Corta, sí.
Exactly. You want it to keep going, but it ends. I mean, there's only so much you can say, I guess.
And it's not about chess, really. It's like
no,
evolution
I mean,
of
it's,
the girl. And
the chess is there. It's fundamental, but the story, behind her life story is fascinating. The show's creators consulted chess experts including the former world chess champion and grandmaster, Garry Kasparov. So yeah, they did their homework. Do you know that expression?
Sí, han hecho los deberes.
Ah, you say that?
Sí.
Hey! Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was very, as you know, we saw earlier, the people, chess experts even, say it's quite reliable. It's not, you know, sometimes you see things and it's completely made up. But no, this series is quite thorough. Beth's story is similar to that of a real-life American grandmaster. So what does that mean? She wasn't... It's not a real story. It's not a true story.
Bueno, era de un libro, ¿no?
Yeah, but the libro maybe wasn't real.
Maybe the libro was based on a true story, but only based, not exactly.
Hold on. He's made up this. It's not real. This is devastating to me. I thought... Okay, hold on. Tevis was older by the time he wrote The Queen's Gambit, and as a result, some aspects of the protagonist's story were drawn directly from his own experiences. So there is no Beth. But there's no Beth Harmon. What are you telling me, Nacho?
No tengo ni idea. I don't know.
This is devastating. I thought because it was based in a book that she was real. Oh, everyone thought that, right?
Well.
And now, no.
Yeah, la magia.
And now it's just based on his experiences.
La magia de la tele.
Oh, no. And look at this. It says, Tevis, the author, learned to play chess at 7 years old, but he wasn't a prodigy and didn't go on to compete professionally until he was an adult. Oh, great. Oh, but it's true that he did spend time in a convalescent home as a child due to medical complications, during which time his parents effectively abandoned him. So,
oh.
Yeah. Okay. And then he developed alcoholism. Yeah. Okay. So it's based on his life. There's no Beth. This is devastating. Never mind. Moving on. Other fun facts. So, you know Bobby Fischer? Do you remember him?
Yeah. Chess player.
Yeah. Which one was he in the film? In the series?
I don't know.
The genius one.
Sí, Bobby Fischer. Bobby Fischer era... Well,
it was based on that guy, yeah. Sí. The sort of fun one. What was his...
Bueno, no me acuerdo los nombres.
No, yo tampoco. Ese, the second...
I don't even know the names of the series I'm watching right now, so...
Well, that guy, the one with the funky clothes, he is based on a real-life chess player, Bobby Fischer. Okay? And the actors in the series all played the games of chess. They didn't just, you know, make up, you know, get actors in to play. No, they memorized all the moves. What do you think?
Wow, nice.
Could you do that?
Well, yes, I have good memory.
Oh, so you think you could reenact like a...
No, because I'm a horrible actor, but I can memorize the
no,
moments.
No, that's easy acting. It's just his face.
Yeah, like...
Serious.
Tocar de la cara, sí. Poco
that's
como pensando.
Super simple. Even I can do that, no?
Yeah.
Pensando, exactly. Let's do our thinking. Mm-hmm. Then a bit of despair.
Darle al reloj, así, click.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. That would be hard. I would find that bit hard. That's multitasking. No, I couldn't do that bit. And I would definitely not remember the sequences. Would you? You think you would?
Yes. Have good memory, eh?
Mm? Really? So confidently said.
Tell you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. There's no way I'd even remember the second move. Maybe the first one I'd remember. Then the other actor would move the piece and it would all be over. That's really sad.
Maybe I'm a genius and I
think you are. Honestly. Listeners,
no,
would you be able to memorize a chess sequence in front of a camera and play it?
Maybe 10 sequences, not 15.
I don't care. 10 is more than enough. That's impressive.
I know.
Are you joking?
You only have to memorize your movements, not the other guy.
So. That's true. Okay. I'm really genuinely trying to think how many I would be able to do. If it was like with different
wait,
pieces.
Wait, listen, it's Jimena is playing an inside
mental chess. It's coming down from the roof. Have you seen that? Do you remember that?
Jimena, imagine the pieces on the,
on the
radio
ceiling.
Table.
Exactly.
Tres.
Yo creo que cuatro. I think I could get to cuatro. Especially if it was like in a line, if it was like, what's the ones on the edge?
Towers.
No, not towers.
No sé cómo se dicen. La torre.
No, it's time to test our Nacho.
Vamos a
hacer
esto.
A clue.
Test our Nacho. Piezas,
no, let's test our Nacho.
Test our Nacho.
¿A mí?
Hey, I'm eating.
Perdón. No, es que ni te estaba mirando la pantalla. Perdón.
I can't believe you did that on purpose.
No, I promise. No.
I shoved a biscuit in. Have anyone else had
two? Like a dog. No, ni siquiera lo he masticado.
Thank goodness I'm not on, what's it called?
On Twitch.
Eso.
Why are you going to be on Twitch?
I asked you yesterday. You said they're making a thing.
Ah, es verdad. So it's not my responsibility.
Exactly. Okay. It's not yours.
Okay.
So, testing our Nacho, because he seems to know a lot about chess.
So no, I'm gonna... not a lot. Basics things. The basics.
Okay. I've got a chess quiz for you, Nacho. The knight moves in what letter shape? Shall I give you four options or shall I just let you...
What letter shape?
Mm-hmm.
The knight, I guess, is the... ¿Quién es el knight?
Caballo.
We call it...
The horse.
No,
caballero.
No, we...
The man sitting on the horse.
Yeah, but...
Oh, he's not.
Is there a knight?
No, there's no knight.
No, solo hay un caballo.
Okay, fine. Keep it simple.
And letter L.
How do you spell knight?
K-N-I-G-H-T.
Bonus points. Yeah. L is correct. And the spelling is correct. Mm-hmm. K-N-I-G-H-T. You do not pronounce the K. Like a knee. You do not say knee. No. Knight. No. Knight. Knee. I have no idea this one. And this is a simple quiz, eh? I've got the simplest quiz.
Run chess for dummies.
It's literally that, yeah.
Okay.
What does N stand for in chess?
N.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well.
N. Que no sé ni qué responder.
I have to. I'm just gonna sit there waiting for you.
And, but do you mean like a movement or like a part of the chessboard or
it's
what? Or when you...
The answer is knight. It stands for knight. Because they put like up on the board, don't they? Like N, Q, they write the letters.
And N stands for...
N stands for knight.
Knight? ¿En serio?
En serio. Aunque
o sea, acabamos de explicar que es con K y ahora es con N.
Because the king has already taken the K.
Amigo.
The knight uses the second letter in its name. Right. Or it was done by someone in alphabeto who didn't know how to spell.
Maybe.
And was just like, knight,
Spanish
perfect.
Guy.
Exactly.
Okay.
So there you go. The N in chess stands for knight, which is spelled with a K. Which color traditionally goes first, Nacho?
White.
Very good. Mm-hmm. There are multicolored chess games, though.
I had like 50%.
Well, that's true. Well done. Yeah. But you're doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
Really well. Apart from the end thing. How does the pawn... Now, what's a pawn? P-A-W-N.
El peón.
Okay. Pawn. Sounds like something else. It's not. It sounds like also prawn.
Gamba.
Mm-hmm. The queen's gamba. So, yes. How does it capture other pieces? Capture is a great word. Capturar, capture.
Do you mean how...
I always say take, though. How does it take other pieces?
Nosotros decimos cómo se come.
Ah, sí. No, in English we don't eat.
No, okay.
The prawns. I used to call them prawns,
okay.
Genuinely.
The pawn moves...
No,
like
not how
straight,
does it move.
But eats. No.
Doesn't eat.
In diagonal. How do you say that?
Diagonally. Diagonally. Yes, very good. It takes the other pieces diagonally. Now, is it true? True or false? Again, 50-50 for you, Nacho. The king is worth 9 points.
False.
Why?
The king is like the key piece. If you take the king, you win.
Very good. It says here the king does not have an assigned value. Excellent. Gosh, you're clever. I think you should have been a chess pro in another life.
Yeah.
It's not too late.
I used to play with my grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Really?
At that level. Grandfather and grandfather grandchildren.
Godson. Yeah. Great. What's your name? Not God. Grandson. Level. Okay. Yeah. But you didn't cheat like me.
No.
There you go. Well done.
No.
Okay.
You shouldn't cheat on
Why?
Your... No, como se dice,
you shouldn't cheat your grandpa.
Your grandfather. No. Your parents, okay.
Parents. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, now, focus. Which two pieces combined move closest to the same way as the queen? Oof, this is hard.
Como, can you repeat?
So, which two pieces combined... Okay, the queen can go forward, backwards,
got you.
And diagonal.
Okay, tower okay. and bishop.
Wow! But it's rook.
Bueno, no se dice torre.
No.
¿Cómo se dice rook?
Rook. R-O-O-K.
Rook.
Rook. Very good. Uh-huh. I loved okay. how confidently you said that. It's claro. Brilliant. Rook and bishop. If you combine their moves, they move in the same way as the queen. Very good. Can a king directly put another king in checkmate?
No.
Why? Because you're also moving yourself into check.
Claro.
Qué listo eres.
No te puedes acercar tanto.
I'm amazed. This guy. Wow. Yolanda agrees with me that pawn really does sound like something else. Peón. And anyway, she's saying I wolfed down my biscuit. Great phrasal verb. Very true. I'm going to wolf it down in the break in a minute. You wait. I'm going to wolf down the whole packet. Name a piece that is worth 3 points. Now, I didn't know about these point thing. What's this point thing?
No, there is no points.
It's just win or lose, no?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Take pieces and take the king.
Apparently, the knight and the bishop are worth 3 points. Flipas. You're flipper.
Acabo de flipar.
Yeah. I guess that we should have paid more attention to the scoreboards in the Queen's Gambit, right?
No,
it would all have been there. N3. Well, who knows? And the queen on her own color. Now, what does that mean?
The queen?
Starts or ends?
Can you repeat, please?
The queen starts or ends on her own color.
I don't understand. La reina
starts. Empieza. It starts. That's how you'd know. Because she starts. We've had breaking news. Another breaking news. Chess pro, Mr. Richard Vaughan.
Hace corto, queda un minuto.
Yeah. He's got 1 minute left of the show. Has come on to baffle us with his chess knowledge.
Chess?
How did you get to where you are in the chess world?
By playing.
Through blood, sweat and tears and playing.
Yeah. 10,000 hours.
Where can we buy your book, Chess? Si quieres puedes.
Ah, si quieres puedes.
Chess.
Version. You can buy it through Amazon. Well, you can buy it anywhere.
Amazon? What are you
anywhere.
Giving that for?
You can buy it through Valentienda.
Are you going to be here after the break? More important. Most of
I'll stick around for about 5 or 10 minutes.
But the break. Okay, we'll see you after the break for more chess idioms, chess records, chess literature, and chess songs. It's going to be the best episode ever.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833. Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esas semanas sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupobaugan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Dispara tu carrera profesional con un Máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El Máster incluye una o dos inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el Máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y 2 inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y 1 inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupobaughan.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Test Your English, and we have Chess Master. There's a better word for it, right?
Than Grandmaster.
I was like, I'm missing something. We have Grandmaster Vaughan.
Yes, Grandmaster, yes.
And, I mean, he's got a number, an uncountable number of tournaments under his belt.
Well, no, titles. No, that's not the reason I'm a Grandmaster.
Oh, no?
No.
Please explain. Enlighten us.
Yeah, you see, I used to be a spy.
Okay. Are you sure you are comfortable saying this on the radio?
Yes, because I'm no longer a spy.
Okay. The KGB are listening.
This was during the Cold War.
Right.
And I was captured by the Soviets.
Yeah.
Tortured. And they used me as a guinea pig on something they were testing. They wanted me to give information. Of course, all I gave was my serial number, my name and my serial number.
You mean like cornflakes?
Yeah. and so they decided to put me in a room.
Right.
24 hours a day with nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No, that's very serious.
A bed. And so I, to drive me crazy. And so that I would start spilling the beans, let's say. And I was starting to go crazy, but I noticed that they had forgotten something at the back of a drawer. There was a chess book, a book about how to play chess, and with all kinds of chess games. And I spent a year. That was the only thing I had to read. I spent a year. And it's interesting that there was a window mm-hmm. with a lot of lattice.
Yeah. Your chessboard.
And sunlight and moonlight would come through, and on the ceiling, it formed a chessboard. And even looking at the ceiling, I started playing chess.
A bit like in the studio here, yeah. Richard. Does it bring you back?
Yes. So.
And you came out.
Well, how many squares are there on a chessboard?
Ooh.
If you're talking about chess, at least you need to know how
100.
Many squares.
No, how many players? No, there's 12, right? 124.
They're not 12 players.
How many players?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with an expert, a true expert. Yes.
I was testing natural report in the quiz, and that didn't
monographico in chess.
How many squares are there in a chessboard?
Are you asking me or Nacho? Nacho can tell you.
64.
Yeah, when I'm 64.
This guy.
Yeah, don't you know the story?
No.
Don't you know the story of the emperor, the Chinese emperor?
And is it the answer 64?
Whose son is saved by a peasant?
No.
Okay, the Chinese emperor's son almost dies in an accident, but a peasant saves his life.
Yeah.
And, of course, the emperor is very pleased and very... He calls the peasant to the palace. Mm-hmm. He said, I'll give you anything you want. Just tell me what it is. It's yours. And he said, well, I want a chessboard, and I want one grain of rice on the first square.
Oh, hold
on. Two grains of rice on the second, four on the third, until you complete the chessboard. So, doubling each time. Well, the prime minister came back 2 days later and said, sire... There isn't enough rice in China.
Is that actually true, if I did that?
Yes, it is true.
That's incredible.
You see this piece of paper here?
I do.
Which is not really a piece of paper. Let's assume it's a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Okay, it's about one tenth of a millimeter in width.
Mm-hmm.
If I fold it once, fine. Two tenths. Fold it
this
twice.
This is fascinating. I'm getting...
Fold it twice. I fold it three times, four times. Let's say it's physically impossible, but theoretically I fold it 50 times.
Okay.
How high do you think it will go?
I can't.
How high?
Kind of here.
What?
Yeah. 1 centimeter.
No.
There.
No.
There.
It'll pass Mars on the way to Jupiter.
No!
It will pass Mars on the way to Jupiter.
My brain has never been very, what's the word, when they have those...
exponentiality.
Those tests.
The IQ test.
No, not the IQ ones. There's like verbal reasoning and non-verbal reasoning.
All right.
And the non-verbal reasoning, I am on minus numbers. Like, I cannot see how a piece of paper folded 50 times can get to Mars.
No, it passes Mars. I mean, it's simply what you
Richard
call...
Is Richard lying to me?
No.
It's
compounding. Exponential compounding.
Because I can see the 64 squares of rice, and there's a big pile of rice on the last square, but it's not...
More
rice than China, than the whole of China.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you say one grain.
Yeah.
One, two. Let's just do the first. They're 8 by 8.
I know, it's a maths test. Came up with this show?
It's 8 by 8, right?
Yeah.
8 by 8. There's 16 pieces on each team.
Indeed.
So on a chessboard, there are 32 pieces.
Okay.
In all, when they start.
Right, when they start.
All right, go. So let's go on the first one. Let's do the first row. Okay, only 8. Okay, 1, 2, let's see, 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. All right, 128.
Okay,
now let's
I can
start
see
on the second.
That that's quite,
246. Okay. 246, I mean, you can do it on, and it'll reach billions.
Incredible. Listeners, did you know that? Because I did not, although I had heard something, I don't know if it was that story, something about how if you get to a certain number, you can never...
I want you to look up, since we're talking about chess, I want you to look up Origen de Alfil, etym Alfil.
Origen de Alfil.
Yeah. Origen. Okay, good. Alfil est. Palabra persa, alfil, elefante. All right.
This one, do you want it in English or in Spanish?
No, in English, it's bishop. You see, it's interesting that in English, in chess, you the pieces are in line with their power.
Yes.
All right. So you have what we call the rook, strange word.
Really weird.
Which they call a torre mm-hmm. in Spanish.
So simple. Then you have they've got tower and horses.
Yeah. Then we have the knight. We say the knight, but here they say el caballo, no? Se dice el caballo, yep. Nacho. Yeah. And then we have the bishop, obispo, and they say alfil.
What? Okay, alfil.
Now, bishop had power. Yeah. Alfil, I suppose, had power.
It's an elephant. What's well, wrong, Nacho? What is this?
I think alfil has another meaning. Eh?
Okay. And hold on, here.
Yeah. Here's one just below. Alfiles.
Origin and history?
All right.
Bishop.
There's a bishop in chess. You see, it's interesting.
But there are no alfiles in a church, Nacho.
No.
So you don't imagine him as like a religious guy there?
No, the bishop is not religious.
He's not religious in Spain.
No. Well, in the Spanish-speaking world, they say alfil.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
It's incredible, how they develop these types of games.
Yeah.
I mean, that means you go back 3,000 years, these people were really intelligent.
Have you ever made a board game?
No, I've never made a board.
That's what you've got left. You need to get on with that. We haven't got a Richard Vaughan board game.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
I'm not making a board game, Jimena. I think you could make up a really good board game. And it could be the next chess. Could be the next Parchís.
No, I'll do a board game for learning English.
Perfect. There you are.
Right.
That's his homework for tonight. And I say I'm not very good at non-verbal reasoning, but I'm really good at expressions. So I'm going to teach you right now some expressions.
Oh, good.
Expresiones en inglés que deberías conocer.
First question, Mr. Grandmaster Vaughan. Who in Vaughan Systems is the king of the castle?
You.
No, you are! You are! You know why?
Why?
Because it means the most powerful or successful person.
Well, maybe successful, powerful. I'm not so sure right now.
Okay, I'll claim that bit. I'm most powerful, confianza? And you're the most successful. Perfect. We'll take that. Right. Yeah? The king and queen of the castle.
Very good.
I like that.
It's like lavender blue. You know, lavender blue.
No,
it's a song.
We wanted a song for today.
Lavender blue, dilly dilly. Lavender green, when I am king, dilly dilly, you'll be my queen.
All right. We didn't have the dilly dilly bit.
How did you sing it?
I don't know. It just was silence in
lavender,
that bit.
Blue, lavender, dilly dilly.
Lavender, blue, dilly dilly. Is it dilly dilly? Well, and also our tune is this. Lavender, blue, dilly dilly, lavender, green. Is it dilly dilly? I have to check that out. The Americans love to add in weird little dilly dillies into their songs. Maybe it is that, though, song.
Let's see the lyrics.
Hold on, I forgot the
lavender
word.
Lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green.
Oh, no, he might be right. He might not have added
lyrics
the...
lyrics in front.
He might not have added in the dilly
lyrics.
Dilly bit.
All right. Lavender blue, dilly dilly,
right.
Lavender green.
Nacho, can you get it up?
Lavender's blue, dilly dilly, lavender's green.
My tune, though.
When I am king, dilly dilly, you shall be queen. Who told you so, dilly dilly, who told
you so? Just so you know, listeners, dilly dilly means nothing. They just put it into field space.
To dilly dally.
Oh, to dilly dally?
Yeah.
But she's dilly dallying.
Que es remolonear, I think, is what you say in Spanish. Have you ever heard remolonear?
No.
Eso es un poco hacer.
To dilly dally.
No hacer nada, eh?
I do love to dilly dally. Are you dilly dally?
I'm good at it.
Yes, me too.
Soon bestia
the king and queen of the castle and professional dilly
dally. I'm a real expert at resting.
Yeah. Well, you could say then that you live like a
king.
Yay! And what does that mean?
That's easy.
Yeah, I know.
Mean, in Spanish, it's the same.
I haven't got that many expressions with king and queen then, all right?
All right.
What about king's ransom, Richard?
King's ransom.
What does that mean?
Rescate del rey.
Very good. Rescate rey, Nacho,
what does
we'll
it
take
mean?
It.
What does it mean? It's a large sum of money.
Is the it the same as Spanish?
No.
Okay, few.
No.
Few.
No, the king's... Un dineral.
Un dineral. A king's ransom.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Un dineral.
So if you spend a lot of money on something, you can use that expression and say,
king's
I paid
ransom.
A king's ransom.
Yeah, but cost an arm and a leg.
Indeed. Yeah. Now this one, you can't turn your nose up at this expression.
Which one? A knight in, yeah.
Wow. It's a great
yeah,
one,
I
right?
wish I were your knight in shining armor.
You always are.
No, what, you know the, how they say that in Spanish?
No.
Mi príncipe azul.
Oh, yes, it's true. Your blueprints. Blueprints sounds like blueprints.
It does.
What is a blueprint?
Blueprint is un dibujo arquitectónico.
Exactly.
Un dibujo arquitectónico.
In English, you have to be careful with the pronunciation. Print and prince. Blueprint. And I've put it as a separate word, but it's actually one. Plano cianotipo.
No, proyecto, un plano arquitectónico is what it is.
In English, it's someone, a knight in shining armor. Do not talk about blue princes. And what about the last expression? Now, this is a very dodgy word, the pawn one. But
I'm the pawn in his game.
Indeed.
Yeah. Just so I don't have any, he's utilizing me, using me.
Exactly.
I'm just a pawn, so un peón.
And
just
call him
a peon. You know, they say in Oklahoma, just because I'm a peon doesn't mean you can peon me.
They say peon.
Yeah, what's the expression? Just because I'm a peon doesn't mean you can pee on me.
In English, it's prawn.
No, it's not. It's pawn. Ha dicho gamba. ¿Cuál es el diferencia entre peón y gamba?
I was thinking in my head, don't say prawn, and out comes.
What's the difference between a pawn and a prawn? All right.
Anyway,
in the world
so
of prawns,
there,
there are some pawns.
There are, indeed. Exactly.
Yeah. King prawn. Queen Prawn.
Have you watched The Queen's Gambit? That is the question on everyone's lips.
No, I haven't, but I saw that actress in another movie.
Ah, she's brilliant, yeah.
It was the one of Jane Austen's novels. Emma, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Is that her name? Anya?
She's not my
Taylor
type.
Taylor-Joy.
She's not my type.
She's got huge eyes.
Yeah.
I think she may be in the... Hold on, I'll show you a picture of her in Beth, Queen's Ransom. Queen's Gambit.
All right.
Look. She's got a different look here. Maybe you'd like her in 1983 chess mode. Look.
Mm. She looks more sultry.
She's very sultry in the show. But then she's also an alcoholic.
You have to teach what sultry means.
Sultry is when you're seductive and...
You can also use it with weather, can't you?
Sultry weather?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Look up the word sultry.
It's a good word. We're going to find it. Do I look it up here or do we look it up somewhere else?
No, there's fine. Sofocante, bochornoso.
Indeed.
Yeah. Abrasador. Sultry.
Sultry.
Hot and uncomfortable is sultry weather, but we use it for females, never for a man.
It's true. You can't have a sultry man. Why not?
I don't know.
It says natural, sensual. Sultry man.
Sensual, sensual y seductora. Tiene que ser in femenino.
Exactly. So, Nacho, your name's not Nacho, you're Grandmaster Volgan. Did you know, well, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to let the jingle do the talking.
This is the last question. I have to leave.
Oh.
Come on. I'm waiting.
No. Next one.
A record breaker. Rompedor de discos.
Sí, pero...
10 years link. It's our tenuous link time. Actually, you can just talk about anything you want.
Like what?
What do you want? It's a tenuous link. You just have to link it in some way to chess.
Oh, to chess.
Yeah. I mean, I have got a tenuous link if you don't have one.
Well, in chess, we have checkmate.
Very good.
And you have, you know, my roommate, checkmate, flatmate, soulmate.
Very good.
Housemate.
Why did the hedgehog cross the road?
That's not the hedgehog, it's a chicken. To get to the other side.
No.
Why did the hedgehog cross the road?
To see his flatmate. Very good. And that's our tenuous link done for the day. You can go now, Richard.
Yeah.
Where is he going? He's trying to run away. Oh, you've got lunch.
I have a lunch date. Yeah. But it's been a pleasure.
With a sultry man?
Back. No, with a sultry woman. not really. So,
I hope she's not listening. Delete that, Nacho, delete that. Anyway, Richard's about to leave me at the best bit of the show. The time I tell you about other fascinating chess literature that's out there.
Well, she's very attractive, but not the sultry type.
Okay. I like that.
Okay, yeah, she's listening.
No, she is. She is.
I mean, look, was Snow White sultry?
No, Snow White was not sultry.
But she
was
very attractive.
Very, very good saving your backtracking.
Her mother and her stepmother was sultry. A little bit.
Yes, well,
before she turned into a witch.
Have you watched Maleficent?
No.
The new one is very well. It's played by Angelina Jolie. The definition of sultriness, I would say.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm out of here.
All right. Well, thank you for enlightening us with your chess knowledge. See you very soon.
Hope so.
And I'm going to keep going with our tenuous link, which is about chess books. It might not sound like the most interesting thing, but I think we can all admit that after the success of The Queen's Gambit, there's definitely space for more chess literature in the world, right, Nacho?
Right. So you talk with Richard about Sultry Woman, and in my turn,
chess
literature. Thank you.
We can talk about Snow White with you if you want to.
No, I was joking.
So the second most interesting book about chess is called The Queen, I can't even speak, The Queen of Katwe. Sounds good, no? Do you know what it's about?
About chess.
Very good. Uh-huh. It's about a Ugandan refugee. Okay. What's a refugee?
Un refugiado.
Very good. Who was introduced to the game at the age of 9 by missionary and fellow refugee Robert Catenade. Okay. And then Mutesi, the chess prodigy Fiona Mutesi, goes on to become her country's junior champion at 11 and then its national champion at 15. ¿Qué te parece?
Interesting.
And this is a real, a true story.
Está sí.
Not like the others, which I feel engañado.
Yeah, me too.
It was about a man. She wasn't even real. Yolanda, by the way, has written saying, come on, even I knew Dilly Dally. Oh, no, Dilly Dilly. I didn't remember there was Dilly Dilly in the song. And Jose Sanchez, sorry, Jose. You said this at the beginning of the show. I hope you're still listening. He said, what about to nag? Very good. Now, what is he talking about, Nacho?
I don't know.
Let me remind you. You were scolding me, berating me, chastising me.
Chastising? I like
telling
it.
Me off. You were nagging me. It's
no,
true.
It's what you were doing. Jessica Chastain?
No idea.
No?
Okay. No idea. It's a tenuous link section, though, so go for it. Just say it, yeah? No, but I love the word to nag.
What's to nag?
To nag is kind of decir cosas un poco molestas.
Uh-huh.
Constantly. Without stopping.
¿Tiene really que ver con to be knackered?
No.
No?
Okay. No. It's como quejarse o fastidiar. Molestar. Insistir a alguien sobre... kind of insisted and been muy pesado in
ello. I was only laughing at her.
I want you to make my Twitch screen. I want you to make my Twitch screen. Why haven't you made my... Like that. That's nagging. Okay?
Okay. Very molesta.
Yeah. Thank you. So, more chess literature. You thought that was it? Just one book? No.
I know one.
Which one?
In Spanish, I think it was named El Ocho.
El Ocho. It's not in my list.
At least on the cover of the book.
And it's about chess.
Like a pawn? A pawn?
A pawn.
Pawn.
Mm-hmm.
Pawn. Mm-hmm. And I don't know anything
so
else.
You think... Well, it's good.
Look at
the memory.
Cover. Yeah.
El Ocho. I'm going to check because I don't like you making things up and lying on the show. Okay. El Ocho, libro, ajedrez. A ver if this man... Oh. Tras las míticas piezas de ajedrez de Montglan se oculta un secreto celosamente preservado durante siglos. It's a thriller, Nacho.
About chess.
Okay, fine. No. It's a thriller about chess.
No, starting, no.
I don't know if it's even got chess in it.
I don't know.
Sí, aficionada a las matemáticas y al ajedrez.
Nice.
That's it.
Tienes link.
Well done. The book, Catherine Neville's El Ocho. I guess it has an English name.
A bestseller, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Catherine Neville, chess book. Hold on.
A very famous, at least in Spain.
The Eight. Wow. It's called The Eight.
Mm-hmm.
It's from 1988. And look, the English cover doesn't have a pawn. Boring. Very good. Thank you. I will investigate that if it's good. Have you read it?
No. But
well,
I've been recommended. No, se diría
recommended,
así.
Very
recomendado.
Good. Yeah.
I've been recommended that book many times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of it. Mm-hmm. Okay, brilliant. The last book I was going to say is Bobby Fischer, who, again, as we said, appeared as quite a good character in The Queen's Gambit. There's a book about him, Endgame, Bobby Fischer's remarkable rise and fall. Okay? Because he's one of the most famous prodigies who became the youngest chess master in US history at 13. Okay? And it's his biography from his childhood in poverty to his historical Cold War win in 1972 over Soviet chess champ Boris Spassky. And then he lived a reclusive life in Iceland, where he died in 2008.
Oh.
Sounds like he had problems, I think. Yeah. He was definitely not schizophrenic. He had problems, possibly certain childhood traumas that affected him. Well, could be an interesting book if you're into chess. So there you go. Now it's time for what, Nacho?
For Karaoke Corner.
Claro.
You know my hips don't lie, and I'm straight to fence, right? What do you mean? Do, 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 do
We have one more. It's quite tenuous, but it covers the theme of the day-ish that is about what? Kings and queens, right?
Basically, yeah.
And who's the song? What's the song, Nacho?
Kings and queens.
Hey!
If all of the kings had the queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens. You wanna, but you can't. No, no, no. Think it's funny, but honey, can't run this show on your own. I can feel my body shake. There's only so much I can take. I'll show you how a real queen behaves. Oh, no damsel in distress, don't need to save me. Once I stop breathing fire, you can't tame me. And you might think I'm weak without a soul.
Okay, tell me. But if I had one, maybe brilliant song, totally in theme with all the idioms we've seen, which have been really good. King's Ransom, Nacho, you know it?
Yeah, un dineral.
Very no? good. What were the other ones? were you not paying attention?
No, es que he aprovechado hacer la prórroga.
Typical. A knight in shining armor. Well, that's not got queen or king. King of the castle, to live like a king.
Big cheese, no?
Oh, whatever. Yeah, back to the song. Yeah. Great song by Ava Max. And what's she saying in the song?
Pues un montón de cosas. Si todos los,
if all the kings had their queens on the throne,
si todos los reyes tuvieran a sus reinas en el trono,
we would pop champagne and raise a toast.
Abriríamos un champán y haríamos un brindis.
Very good. To all of the queens who are fighting alone.
Para todas las reinas que están luchando solas.
Baby, you're not dancing on your own.
Cariño, no estás bailando sola.
I love that bit. I always get really excited that bit in the song. Baby, you're not dancing on your own.
Sí, es como parecía más. I haven't paid attention to the lyrics.
How do you know? I don't pay much attention to the lyrics. When that song comes on, I'm always like, yeah, got power. Woo! Yeah. Great song. Can't live without me. You wanna, but you can't. No, no, no. Think it's funny. Mm-hmm. But honey, can't run this show on your own. What does that mean?
Pero, cariño, no puedes llevar el programa sola. Lo siento, tienes que hacerlo conmigo.
Yeah, it's true. Damn! We can't run this show on our own. But